Now back to the talk of the town.
Good Wednesday morning. I'm Mike Nolting. Right now, light rain, 49 degrees in the University City. That flood warning remains in effect until 3:15 today. Tomorrow at 4 p.m. on the campus of Fairmont State University, the 27th president will be officially installed and inaugurated, Dr. Mike Davis, and he joins us on the phone. Dr. Davis, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to have you on the air. Now, Dr. Davis, you've been in place since July of 2023. What have you learned since over that period of time?
Well, it's interesting. I actually interviewed for the first time for the preliminary interviews a year ago tomorrow, and I think I started to learn a lot about Fairmont State and the city of Fairmont, Marion County, state of West Virginia, during that process. And what I've learned is that people are really proud of what we have at Fairmont State, what we have in the state of West Virginia, and it's been exciting to learn what people love about who we are and who we might be. So, you know, I think that people have been really welcoming of me and my family, and it's been a great experience so far over the last 9 months.
Now, with you, you've brought things like the open mic sessions and different outreaches into the community. How are those going? Will they continue?
Absolutely. I think they're going really well. I say all the time, I didn't come here just to be a president of a university. I came here to help build a community. Because I don't think Fairmont State can succeed without support from our surrounding community, and I think the reverse is true. We have a lot to offer as the city, the county, and the state grow. So we really want to be invested. I think you'll see me and my family out there just as much as you have in this first year for the entirety of my career here. And I think a lot of people think, oh, well, he's like this because it's his first year. He's doing, you know, he's listening because he's new. I'm going to be there, you know, for the next couple decades. I'm going to be out there every day.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Mike Davis, president of Fairmont State University, is with us. That official inauguration ceremony is in the Falcon Center, 4 p.m. Tomorrow afternoon. The ceremony will include comments from Delegate Joey Garcia, Senator Ben Queen, Pierpont Community Technical College. Dr. Mylon Hayward will also speak. Any other surprises in there that you know of?
Not that I know of. I have been told by the team that is planning the event that I should be ready for some surprises. So I'm not sure what's going to happen, but they've got some things in store for me.
Okay, good. Now, I think it's a good time for people, and I know a lot of people know this about you, but it's a good time for people to learn a little bit about you, because tomorrow you'll be inaugurated as the president of Fairmont State University, but, you know, you started this thing as a first-generation college student.
Absolutely.
And I think, go ahead, please.
My mom worked on a college campus when I was growing up. So I was around people who worked on a college campus. I was around college students. There was never a doubt I was going to go to college, but I didn't know what that meant. So when I got to college, I definitely struggled to find my way, not academically, but, you know, socially, financially, I struggled. So, you know, when I see students on our campus who are first-generation college students, I have a pretty good idea of what they're going through, the challenges they face, the supports they need. You know, so I think that, you know, being a first-generation college student certainly gives me a perspective. One of the things I think is really interesting is a lot of presidents, if you look at their bios, were first-generation college students. My guess is they are overrepresented in the world of presidents, especially at regional publics like Fairmont State.
Dr. Mike Davis is with us, the president of Fairmont State University. As a president of a university and as a first-generation college student, how does that maybe change the way that you look at everything, not just other first-generation college students?
Yeah, I mean, college is life-changing, and I think that's especially true in the state of West Virginia, where you know, there aren't the same number of jobs there were, you know, 30, 40 years ago. We've got to be ready for the next decade of challenges And I think that's the part we don't talk enough about on college campuses and when we advocate for higher education. It's not just giving students the skills that help them do that first job, although that's really important, but it's also figuring out how to give them skills so as the workforce changes, as the jobs they'll be doing change, they've got all the skills they need to be successful. And what I would say is if we build a campus that's going to support first-generation college students and all of their particular needs, we've also built a campus that supports other students who have similar needs but might not be first-generation college students.
I tell you what's really consistent with everything that you just said was the recent announcement of the founding of the Middle College. And rather than me explain that, why don't you explain that for us?
Sure. So Middle College is a program where we will admit students who are in the foster care system as juniors in high school. They'll finish their last 2 years of high school in college classes, similar to dual enrollment, on the Fairmont State campus. And then they have the opportunity, as they're taking those classes, to also earn an associate's degree or credit towards a bachelor's degree. They'll live on our campus 12 months a year. We'll have a staff from both KBC and Fairmont State that serve their needs, and it's a first in the country sort of program, and we hope it's not the last. You know we have a certain capacity of students we can serve, so we're hoping that we do such a great job of this that other people will be knocking down our doors and asking how they can do it on their campuses.
You know, Dr. Davis, a lot of people like me that go through life fortunate with two parents and a stable family life, it never really imagined or even fathomed the fact that people that are on foster care when they're 18 kind of have to start to wean themselves off and find their own lives. And, that...
Absolutely.
Yeah, that to me is a... That's a big ask for an 18-year-old.
Yeah, during this process, one of the things I learned that I'd never thought about before is even students who have a stable foster home, oftentimes after they go off to college, the foster family that was fostering them will take in other kids because they've aged out of the program. So a lot of our 18, 19, 20-year-old students don't have a place to go back to even once they go to college. So I think the fact that you can live on our campus 12 months a year, you know, even after you're out of the middle college program and you're a full-time college student is going to be really important for these students because they do need that extra support that they don't always have the opportunity to have at home.
And you know what? Not just the support, but they're going, in many cases, maybe not every case, but in many cases, they're going to graduate at least with a high school diploma. We can guarantee that. But many will graduate
right,
with an associate degree.
Yep.
And so,
you know, they're ready for the workforce, but they're also ready and they will have seen they can accomplish what they need to in college classes. So we hope a lot of them will stay and get four-year degrees at Fairmont State.
Absolutely. Now, recently you had the 2024 annual Day of Giving. How'd that go? Because I know we talked to you before, and you were doing everything from dunk tanks to pies in the face. So tell us about that.
Yeah, I was on the air for 18 hours. We went from 6 a.m. until midnight, and we raised over $530,000, and our stated goal was $375,000. And I think the really important part of the money is obviously very important, but the really important part about it is if you were in Gym One during Day of Giving, you could feel the excitement about Fairmont State and about our future. So I think raising $500,000 in one day is just the beginning of what we're going to do.
Absolutely. Okay. Dr. Mike Davis, president of Fairmont State University, he'll be officially inaugurated tomorrow in a ceremony at the Falcon Center at 4 p.m. And, it's easy to gauge the excitement when you're in a gym full of students. But when you go out into the community, talk to me about the type of excitement you feel from that part.
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting. You know, I'm not from West Virginia, but last night I spoke at a event co-hosted by the Chamber and our Alumni Association, and I said I feel like I'm at home. And part of that is from the minute I arrived in this community, people have invited me into their homes. People have made sure I have all the connections I need. People have made restaurant reservations. You know, told me all the things I have to know as a community member. So I feel like some days I feel like I've been here for years. And that's a testament to how welcoming this community is. And one thing I want to note is tomorrow's ceremony at 4 is open to the public. So anybody who's listening can come to that investiture and see what we're going to be talking about.
Okay, perfect. Now, if you can, maybe give us just a small window into some of the things that you're going to say.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be organized around this idea that we're a great place. Our team has listened to me for a few months and noticed I was talking about how great Fairmont State and the region and the state were. So you'll hear a lot about how it's a great place to learn, a great place to work, and a great place to call home. And I'll start to lay out some of my ideas about what it means to be a great place. And I think that's what we've got to be. We can't rest on our laurels. I think that, you know, we have an opportunity to grow and to serve the public and to serve our students in ways that are innovative and new. And I think you'll hear a lot of that tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. I've got one last thing I'd like for you to address before we let you go, Dr. Davis, and that is the fact that you went down for Fairmont State University Day to Charleston, and you yourself had a glowing report that there were a lot of opportunities for both the state and Fairmont State University in order to collaborate and get things done, move things forward. It wasn't maybe a couple of weeks after that the Middle College announcement was made. Now, can we expect maybe some more collaborations with the state in the future?
Absolutely. I think one of the things I learned when we were down there was people don't always think of us. We're not always front of mind. And I think that's the part that I really wanted to stress, is that Fairmont State is here and ready to be a partner. So when the state has needs, higher education institutions are there to serve those needs, and Fairmont State's got to be front of mind for people. So one of the things I said was, don't just think about WVU and Marshall when you're thinking about partners. Think about Fairmont State, too, because we're poised to grow and expand our offerings and find new partnerships. So we just want to be front of mind for people and have people think about us when they're thinking about who to turn to help serve the state. But I think you'll see a lot more partnerships going forward.
All right, perfect. Dr. Davis, Dr. Mike Davis, president of Fairmont State University. He'll be officially inaugurated tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. at Fairmont State's Falcon Center. Of course, the public is invited. And Dr. Davis, how are your sports teams going to be this year?
I think we're pretty, you know, we had a great fall and winter sports season. And now, softball and acrobatic tumbling are both at the top of their conference, as is tennis. And then baseball just swept two series this past weekend. So they're hitting a hot streak at just the right time. So I think you some great things. We're hosting acrobatics and tumbling national championship at the end of April. So hopefully people will come to that. It's a really impressive sport.
All right. Perfect. Dr. Davis, we really appreciate your time and enjoy you having you as a guest on the program. Thank you.
Anytime, Mike. Thanks.
All right. You take care. Right now, light rain and 49 in Morgantown. It is 9:48, and we'll be back after this.